We're doing Masech Brachot, we're up to Yudchet Amud Aleph. We had said in the Mishnah that Mishemeitom Utal Lefanav, if someone has his dead lying before him, he is potter from all the mitzvos. So initially we discussed why is it that he's only potter when they're Mutal Lefanav, placed before him. We quoted a quote that says that so long as it's his responsibility to bury them, they're potter from all the mitzvos. And so Rav Papa answered up that price. So one way, Rav Ashi gives the final answer that really, so long as it's his responsibility to bury him, that's cool that it's placed before him. That's what the Mishnah means when it says placed before him. It means it's his responsibility to bury him. It doesn't have to physically be before him. Then the Mishnah, the Gemara focuses on the next line. Meto in, you see where it says Breishis Chaf Gimel on the right hand column in the Torah Or? Go down two lines. The first word on the line is Dami. You have it? Yudchet Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Dami. It's about 15 lines from the top under Breishis Chaf Gimel. You see where it says Breishis Chaf Gimel? Okay, three lines down. First word on the line is Dami. So now the Gemara analyzes it. In the Mishnah it says, if a person's own corpse, meaning it's a relative of his that's laying before him, he's potter from all the mitzvos. So we understand that to mean it's his deceased that he has to bury. So meito in, when is he potter from mitzvos? When it's his relative that passed away. Aval mishamro lo, but what happens if it's someone else that passed away and he's only the one on guard watching the body before it's buried? In ancient times they'd have to be concerned that mice shouldn't come and eat it and stuff like that. Today also we're concerned, we watch the bodies to ensure that rodents don't come and eat it. So the Mishnah seems to say only someone who's responsible for the burial, but not someone who's watching over it. Is that so? The Braisa says if someone who's watching over a dead body, even though it's not his own deceased, he is potter from Shema and prayer and tefillin and all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Gemara answers, Mishamu afal pi sheino meto, meto afal pi sheino mishamro. The Mishnah is coming to teach me if it's his relative that passed away, he's potter, even though he's not physically watching over it. And if he's physically watching over it, he's potter, even if it isn't his relative. So that's why our Mishnah was talking about a situation where it's his relative, but he's not actively watching. Misha meito mutal lefanav, and we explained that mutal lefanav means it's his responsibility. Could be his relative passed away in Uzbekistan, but he's responsible to arrange for the transfer of the body here and have him buried. So then he's potter from Shema, and if he's Mishamro, if he's watching over the body, but it's not Meito, it's not his body specifically, it's not his relative, so then he's also potter. And a year ago, when Asher Chaim passed away, it's a year now, I was Mekayim this halacha. I didn't daven that morning. I didn't daven that night either. You guys remember, we stopped cheer. We ran around looking for him, and I slept maybe 2-3 hours that night, and then I got up again, like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and continued the search, looking for him. We didn't know if he was alive or dead at that time. And then Zman Kriyashma came, and I was working with the police, and I said, no, I'm not stopping. Someone asked me, you don't have to say Shema, you don't have to daven. I said, no, that's this Gemara. I'm busy. Then I was busy also with Pikuach Nevesh. We didn't know if he was alive or dead. Then I had a break of about 5-10 minutes where I was waiting for a police van to come pick me up. So that was time. I put on tefillin quickly. I said Shema and Shmona Esrei. And that was all I had. By the time I was finishing Shmona Esrei, I could see the lights of the police car coming down the street. So that was it. That's this halacha. You're busy. In that case, I didn't know I was busy with the deceased. I thought I was busy looking for the live. I didn't yet know he had passed away. But even had I known, halacha says, if you're busy with the deceased, so a person is potter from all the mitzvos. Yeah.
Just means that he's watching, not just that he sees the body.
Right, he is watching over it. The Gemara says, no, it's only a person who, it's his deceased, it's his responsibility, or he's watching over the body. That's when he's putter from Shema, but if he's walking in a cemetery, he's not putter from Shema. But the Braisa says, a person should not walk through a cemetery with tefillin in his head, wearing tefillin on his head, carrying the Sefer Torah in his arm, and reading from the Torah, and if he does that, he's in transgression of the verse, he who mocks the poor. That's a disgraceful thing to do. Here you have all these bodies, they're impoverished, they don't have a right to perform all these mitzvos, they're frozen dead, and you're mocking them, so to speak, performing all these mitzvos in front of them. That's not right. The Gemara says, hatam, over there, toch daldamotu deasu. when you're within 4 footsteps of the deceased. So then you're not allowed to read Torah in front of them. That's called you're mocking them. If you're right near them within 4 footsteps, that's called you're within their range, and then you're not allowed to read Torah and do all of these mitzvos. Chutzad al mutal, but outside of 4 footsteps, you could do any of these mitzvos. The only problem is, don't do it right near them. The Kriyat Shema is the Talmud tells us that a body holds on to 4 footsteps around it, a radius of 4 footsteps, with regards to Kriyat Shema. But over here, if you're watching over the body, even if you're at a distance, you're more than 4 footsteps away. Or if it's a person's own relative and he's in charge of taking care of the burial and everything else, then he's also potter, even though he's outside the area of 4 footsteps. Gufa, we said earlier, if someone's watching over a body, even if it isn't his relative, he's potter from Shema and prayer and tefillin and all mitzvahs of the Torah. Hayu shnayim, what if there are 2 people who are watching over the body? So then one guy takes the guard, he watches, while the other one reads Shema. And then the other one watches while he reads Shema. Benazai omer, hayu beim b'sfina. Benazai says if they were coming in a ship, menichob b'zavit zo, umutpalin shneim b'zavit acheret. So then they leave the body in one side of the ship, and they both go and daven on the other side of the ship. What are they arguing about? Mai benayu, what are they worried about? What are they arguing about? Amar Ravina, Rabbi Avina explains, Choshashin achbarini ka benayu. Their argument is, are we worried about mice coming? Is the Tanakama says, I'm worried about mice even on a ship. Mal savar chayshinan. Tanakama holds, even on a ship, I'm worried there might be mice on the ship. You don't leave the body alone. Mal savar lo chayshinan. Benayzai says, on a ship, I'm not worried about mice. On a ship, you could leave the body on one side and go and daven on the other side. So